You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 10. I read, "As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things." Brethren, some years back, I was invited to a fellowship to come and speak on God's provision. What the people who invited me do not know is that I even don't have the money to transport myself to the venue of the meeting. And so I had to trek, and that means I had to start my own departure early. I trekked from where I was living to the meeting venue. And then I preached about God's provision. And after I finished, they were so blessed. They said they were mightily blessed. But then I left the venue again. I trekked back home. God didn't do any miracle to say, "Oh, my faithful son, let me provide transport for you." No, I trekked to the meeting and I trekked back to that meeting. Now, there was no problem with that. But you see, if we don't understand the principles of God, we'll be doing something wrong and we'll mislead ourselves. Look at what the Bible says. He said, "As poor, yet making many rich." Our own idea is that it is result that justifies the end. That's not what the Bible teaches. People will say it is result that silence insult. All those rhyme, all those useless nuggets, they are not scriptures. So you see that many believers, they are looking for men that have what they are looking for. So you are looking for wealth. You will be looking for a preacher that display wealth. So those preachers also understand your psychology. So they have to first prove that everything you are looking for, they have it. Everything you are looking for, they've done it. They want you to see that they are living an affluent life. They are flying private jets. They are going by first class. Their children are schooling abroad. They want to show you all of those things. They want you to see it. If they buy a house for their parent, it will get to the social media. You will see it. Almost everything they are doing now gets to the social media. They want you to see it. They want you to see the kind of wristwatch they wear. They want you to see the kind of car that they drive. Then you are convinced. Even one of them recently said, he said they will respect you more when you arrive at the venue with a big car. Just imagine, I arrive at a venue to preach with no car and I had to trek. And brethren, I've had to do that at least on some occasions where I had to trek to the venue where I want to preach. And some of the people I'm preaching to came with cars and I have to trek back. Does that mean those people will not be blessed? They are blessed. The Bible says, having nothing, yet possessing all things. This is scriptures. Jesus doesn't have to have private jet to prove to people that he is the Lord of Lords, that he is the King of Kings. John the Baptist, nobody will have come to him if you want to look at what he was wearing and how much he had in his bank account. Remove from your mindset this thinking that a man must have material acquisition before you can believe that God is with him. Paul said, "As poor, yet making others rich." You may not have something, but you can make others rich. Do you know that you can be sick as a preacher and you will be praying for people who are sick and they will be healed? And you as the preacher, you will not still be healed. I pray that God will give you understanding and deliver you from all these false teachings, human doctrines that have no place in scripture, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, counseling, or to receive this daily podcast, you can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. That means livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.